Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who is Bobby Wilson?
Well, Bobby Wilson is now going to be the new council member from the Northside area, Brighton Heights and Spring Hill area, having defeated Darlene Harris. And he is a longtime ally of Mayor Bill Peduto. And that's really the most significant of the election results yesterday, to be honest.
Well, because Darlene Harris has been a thorn in the side of Bill Peduto.
Absolutely. And for years, both when he was on council with her and, of course, when he is as mayor and she's on council. So this was a long-time effort. Frankly, they've been going after Darlene Harris for years, but she always had an advantage because there was a split. There were a number of candidates running against her. This time it was really down to two candidates, and Bobby Wilson was able to pull it out rather well, as a matter of fact, with a lot of support from folks who just got tired of Darlene Harris.
But again, John, who is Bobby Wilson? What is his background? What is he going to bring to the table?
Well, I think that he is somebody who is going, I mean, the most important, as I say, the most important thing is that he's the ally of Bill Peduto. And so he brings that to the table clearly, which is going to make a big difference in council and in many ways, because you won't have this woman who, you know, and I have to say, I've always enjoyed Darlene Harris because she speaks her own mind. But you won't get that quite as much, I think, with this particular candidate. But he is somebody who I don't know all that well, to be honest. Like everybody else, he's come from behind. But I have found him. I mean, what I know of him is that he has been able to work alliances. I found lots of people at the polls yesterday backing him and supporting him, simply because he's been a longtime activist in the community.
And Bobby Wilson is 36 years old. He works at the University of Pittsburgh. He's a technologist at the Pittsburgh Emphysema and COPD Research Center. So he brings an interesting background from that standpoint. And speaking of interesting backgrounds, I think the story of Bethany Hallam is absolutely incredible. This is a young lady who got involved in opioids, pretty much hit rock bottom, ended up in the Allegheny County Jail,
right,
and has come back and is now wants to be a strong advocate for people who have had her situation and have ended up in trouble with the law. She now has beaten Johnny DeFazio for the at-large seat in Allegheny County Council.
Yes, and I first met her when she spoke at a prison board hearing, of all things. But she was there speaking on behalf, I don't know if folks will remember, when the parts of the prison were closed down for showers. And she was there to speak on behalf of the prisoners, many of whom, when they're in the county jail, have not yet been convicted of anything. And the fact that they weren't able to get showers, she was speaking up from her own experience about having served in prison for a short term, and was very strong with the warden, as I recall from that particular hearing. She enjoyed, I think, support from a large number of different groups. She wasn't the mayor's candidate or Rich Fitzgerald's candidate or anything like that. She did this all on her own. And she did this with the support, I think, of groups, particularly the Democratic Socialists of Pittsburgh, although she herself may not be a Democratic Socialist. It's a little unclear on that score. But the fact is that she had a lot of support from the same kinds of groups that were backing Teron Jenkins, frankly, against Steve Zappala. And I think that, to me, what's going to be interesting about county council is that it has been largely irrelevant. It's been ignored. The media pays no attention to it. The public pays no attention to it. It has been largely perceived as a rubber stamp to the county executive, whether that was Dan Honorato or Rich Fitzgerald, and it does not seem to have had an independent existence. Well, with the nomination and presumable election of Bethany Hallam, and also another woman by the name of Olivia, she goes by Liv Bennett, who won a county council seat against an incumbent, Councilwoman Russell. The fact is that this now gives at least some voice on county council. It'll be interesting to see whether or not we hear that voice and whether there is any kind of objection to whatever happens in the county by county council members.
And look for John Delano on KDK-TV. We appreciate your time this morning, John. Thank you.
Hey, always good to be with you guys. Enjoy your day after.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.